Hallelujah. Everyone excited to be here tonight, say loud amen. I want to welcome everyone here in person. Welcome all our locations connected from all around the world. One of our pastors, he said, sir, this month is the month that is reflecting the theme of the year. Please, can you just teach it to us directly? And I'm happy that we are all connected directly right now. The worst you can do to yourself in a time like this is to follow the path of least resistance. That is, follow that which is just convenient. It is convenient to sit at home in view of light situation and other situations. It's very convenient to watch on television or YouTube. Very, very convenient. But it is the avoidance of resistance that made some carrots crooked. It is the attempt to follow the path of least resistance that makes rivers bend. If you are going to have a destiny that is straight and not crooked, you must confront what others avoid. You must face what they fear. So anyone watching from home tonight, I'm talking to you. When you should have been in the service and you decided to just stay at home, don't do that to yourself. Where two or three are gathered, I am there. In all our locations, as we are gathered there, we are experiencing His presence. Don't have not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. This is not forsaking watching television. Hebrews 10:25. I believe it's a new day for somebody. Speaking tonight on the subject, above only in dominion. Above only in dominion. Above only in dominion. The objective of our study tonight, first, is to understand our dominion mandate at creation. And number two is to understand what to do to realize our dominion mandate. Understanding our dominion mandate, understanding what to do to understand, to realize our dominion mandate. The Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let's make man in our image. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. By way of introduction, it's critical to note that man was created for dominion. God made man. Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. In Psalm 8 and in verse 6, if you read, alright, if you start from verse 3 thereabout, When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim. The word translated angels, there is Elohim, which is plural of God. And has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. We were made for dominion. Man only lost dominion because of iniquity. But Jesus Christ came to restore us back to dominion. For Christ in you is the hope of glory, according to Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 28. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Colossians 1:27. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say, I was created for dominion. I shall exist in dominion. Say it loudest. I was created for dominion. I shall exist in dominion. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. What is the meaning of dominion? The word dominion is from the Hebrew rada. Or Rada, R-A-D-A. And it means, number one, to subjugate. Subjugate. Second, it means crumble off. This may be in the terms of resistance. Subjugate, crumble off. The Rada is also translated, have dominion. Have dominion. Subjugate, crumble off, have dominion. Fourthly, it means to reign like a king. To reign. Reign. So God made man to reign. He made man to subjugate. Fifthly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It means to rule. Rule. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them reign. Let them rule. From my extrapolation, sixthly, it means to be over, to be over, to be over, to be over. Let them be over, above only. Let them be over, to be over, to be above. Finally, it means to me to take charge. Let them take charge. Let them be in charge. Let us make man in our image. Let man be over. Let's make man in our image. Let them subjugate. Let them crumble off what needs to be crumbled off. Let them have dominion. Let them rule. Let them reign. Let them rule. Let them be over. Let them take charge. The aim of this preaching tonight is not just to give you explanation, but to give you impartation. Am I communicating at all? It's not just to give you information, but to give you impartation. And I stand there by the mantle of God upon my life by this preaching and teaching and declaration. You are rising and taking charge. You are stepping into your realm of dominion. You are stepping into your realm of rulership. Into your realm of rulership. You are stepping into the reign you belong in. Do you believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Oh yes, you are designed to rule and reign over affliction. To rule and reign over that pain. To rule and reign over that poverty. To rule and reign in your domain of influence. Anywhere you are operating, whatever be your assignment, it is your destiny to take charge. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am reigning. I am ruling. I am taking charge. That is God's mandate for my life. And that is my destiny. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And let's take the journey. You know, there's nothing that affects reality like mentality.
As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, what does dominion do for us? Already the definition had given us some idea, but I'll just enumerate some. What do we do with dominion? What do we do with dominion? Number one, we rule and reign with dominion. We rule, we reign. Whatever be our sphere of influence, we rule and we reign with dominion. Daniel chapter 11 and in verse 3, this Bible speaking concerning, he said, and a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with dominion. He shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. He shall rule with dominion and do according to his will. We rule and reign by dominion. Number two, we have it the way we want it by dominion. We have it the way we want it by dominion. Except if the way we want it is contrary to the will of God. That is the only way we may not have it. We have it the way we want it by dominion. Still, Daniel chapter 11 verse 3, where we just read, and do according to his will. He shall stand up, he shall rule with great dominion, and do according to his will. We function unchallenged by dominion. We function unchallenged by dominion. We have it the way we want it. We have it the way it should be by dominion. We function unchallenged by dominion. What is the meaning of that to you? You don't have it according to how the witches want it. You don't have it according to how the wizards want it. You don't have it according to how the ancestral powers of your father's house want it. You don't have it according to what is obtainable in your village. You don't have it according to what is obtainable in the country. Because when men say they are cast down, you shall be saying there is a lifting up. Somebody shout, power! You don't have it the way a witch wants it. The kind of witches and wizards that tell you, do you know who I am? I'll show you who I am. No, no, no. You don't have it according to how the witch and the wizard want it. You have it the way you want it. It is corroborated in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 23. It said, whosoever, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You can have it the way you want it, according to the word of God, according to the agenda of God, according to the purpose of God, not the way the devil wants it. Did we not say many years ago that a day will come when we'll be inside our own stadium? Rehabonki ministry will be doing a 50th anniversary of Rehabonki's ministry. And they want to do the anniversary crusade in FCT in Abuja here. It will be holding in November. And so we had it. I was the first person they came to meet in town here. Please tell us which way to go. So I linked them with pastors, Pastor William Okoye, who is the foremost, the oldest pastor in town here, and so on and so forth. And we had a meeting. Long story made short, today the Khan people came, FCT, Christian Association of Nigeria executive. So they came to pay a visit here. And when we came into the sanctuary, and they were seeing it for the first time. See, they have been passing by the road. They didn't know what was going on. One of the men said, this place is 3 times a football field. I said, you are right, because it's 294 meters from end to end. And one football field is 90 meters. Right? So multiply that by 2, that's already 270. He said the crusade can hold it. This is a crusade venue. I said, well, it is a crusade venue, but I'm not sure that they will be doing an indoor crusade here. The Reverend Father was among them. One of them said, this is a very big structure. This is historic for Nigeria. The father said, not Nigeria. It is the whole world. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We said it many in 2007 that we will have our own stadium that has roof. Has it happened or not? You can have it the way you say it. You can have it the way you want it. I announce to somebody here today, you are stepping into dominion, and the devil shall no longer have the final say in your life. The devil shall no longer have the final say in your family. The economy shall no longer have the final say in your life. Jehovah shall have the final say in your life. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them, get ready because you are about to start having it the way you want it. Get ready because you are about to start having it the way you want it. You are about to start having it the way you want it. You are about to start having it the way you want it. Give the Lord a shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Is it a current drone or a former picture? Give the Lord a big clap and a lot of praise. Why is dominion necessary? What do with dominion? Number three, we dismantle yokes and bondages with dominion. Whatever is trying to hold you down can be dismantled by dominion. That was what Jacob told Esau when he sentenced Esau to servitude under Jacob. In Genesis 27 and in verse 39. Let's look at verse 39. Mahoshatakala. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be... All right. Back up a bit, maybe to verse 37. And Isaac answered and said... All right, and he said... And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto you, my son? That is, Esau, you are sentenced to servitude under Jacob. And Esau said unto his father, have you not but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the view of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and you shall serve your brother. But there is a good news at the end. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off your neck. When you shall have the dominion, and he broke, Esau is called Edom, the Edomites. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 8, the Bible said they revolted from under, and in his days, the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah and made themselves a king, which means they came to the point where they had sufficient dominion, and because they had sufficient dominion, they broke the yoke. Ola, ola, ola. This one sweet me. That is, the yoke of your father's house is breakable. Ancestral yokes are breakable. Generational yokes are breakable. The curses and the bondages that held you down, they are breakable. Jacob placed a limit on Esau. Esau didn't need prayer to break it. All he needed was to gather enough dominion. Ola, ola. Is there somebody who is ready to break the yoke? To break the yoke. You are about to break the yoke, the limitation of your father's house from your life, the limitation of your community, of your village, of your nation. You are about to break it from your life because dominion is coming. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I break the yoke. I dodge. I said tonight that I'm not just here to preach. I am here to prophet preach. I am not just here to preach. I am here to prophesy. That is when you prophesy and you are preaching. It's called prophesy. I am here to prophesy. I am here to prophesy. And this is the point of the matter. A particular day came when Edom revolted. And they were no longer under bondage because they gathered enough dominion. There is somebody here, I'm here to announce to you, today is your particular day. Today is your particular day. Today is your particular day where you will break the yoke on your shoulder and you shall escape. Even if it was your father who said you couldn't cross, like Esau couldn't cross because Isaac said it. Even if it was your father, tonight it is breaking. If it was your mother, if it was your uncle, if it was your auntie, if it was a law in your village that people can't cross a certain level, I prophesy, hey, I announce you are crossing. Somebody shout, power! Look at your neighbor, say, convention has started. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them the yoke is broken. 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 Come, uncle. The uncle standing here with the saxophone rope on your neck. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you. I am going to leak your secret. But it's for a good cause. Because testimonies are prophecies. Many years ago, he met me. And he said, I need something broken. Because in the place where he came from, if a person is still around 50 something, is still comfortable as a single. How old? There are some, it's just only that there are some who have not yet married. They are still single, close to 60. He said, I don't want to fall in line with that pattern. That is when people are not bachelors but manchelors. Man. A bachelor is a young man who has not married. Where he is a matured man that should have children and grandchildren, he's still not married, is called man. Manchelor. In fact, Elder Chelo. The yoke was broken. Embargo was. See, there are people, they don't know what is fighting them. To marry, they can't marry. You thought it was normal. You thought their situation was normal. In fact, they themselves thought it was normal. Until it is diagnosed in the realm of the spirit that there is a reason why this girl kept on rejecting men. 30 men, 25 men. Until now, she's looking for man. She got that devil. And the prayer was prayed. He escaped it. Got married.
children and so forth. He escaped it.
The yoke is escapable. The bondage is escapable. I deploy the prophetic and the apostolic mantle of God. I deplore the prophetic and the apostolic mantle of God upon my life. I use them as a point of contact to every young lady, young man, young woman that has been tied down by an ancestral curse, a generational curse. The yoke is broken. If the embargo of Esau's father can be broken because he entered into dominion, I am preaching you into dominion tonight. Whatever limited your financial resources, limited your explosion in ministry, limited your marital destiny, I declare it is broken. Look at somebody and say, I receive dominion. And I escape. I receive dominion. And I escape the yokes and the bondages. Walk to seven, will tell them, I connect dominion and I have escaped. I connect dominion. The Bible said, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. I connect dominion and I have escaped. I connect dominion. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Please take your seat. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare that thou mayest be justified. Somebody shout the Lord and say amen. We dismantle yokes and bondages with dominion. Number four, we destroy the adversary and his agenda through dominion. The adversary and his agenda. Now, when you are talking about yokes and bondages, you are talking about what tied you down from your father's house, from your village or your community or wherever. When we are talking about adversaries, we are talking about enemies that rise up suddenly. That rise up suddenly to prevent you from entering your destiny. In Numbers chapter 24 verse 19. The Bible said, Mohostak elefrina gadastala, out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and he shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. Anybody who is trying to block your way to your destiny, he has signed for destruction. Tricycle blocking road for bulldozer. That is a tricyclist that dreamt of death. Because even a madman recognizes danger. Madman with the devil inside him saw trailer fail break. Go, 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 go. He jumped out of the road. That is as mad as. Madness, Claire. Even the devil inside him became sensible. Only a drunkard who is almost midway dead may be able to remain under such condition. Madman ran. So the devil inside, behind your affliction, recognizes danger. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? From my journey of life, I wasn't a pastor yet. When we were in a meeting somewhere, one young lady stood up. I remember her name, remember her face till today. I'm talking of an event of almost 35 or so years ago. Yeah. Who, are you the only one to preach? Who said you are the only one that can preach? Are you the only one to preach? This and that. I just looked at her. I didn't utter a word. Sister Becky was in that meeting. I didn't utter a word. I didn't say nothing. But I was as brutal and as fireful as I had ever been. Raw fire. 6 hours praying nonstop. 5 weeks later, ordinary fever. Caught that girl in a teaching hospital. And she didn't come out of it. No prayer was offered. When God has laid his hand on a person, you dare them to your detriment. It is not the age of the king we are respecting. It is the crown on his head. Did you hear what I just said? It is not the age of the king or the size of the king that we are respecting. It is the crown on his head. The Bible says we know no man after the flesh. Stop assessing people after the physical. I know him. I know his village. I know he did this and that. No. Stop assessing people after the physical. When we had our meeting the other day, I was talking to the coordinators of our class group. I'm sure you saw when we had reunion last time. There were 3 of them who kept on saying, sir, our Father in the Lord. Deliberately. We're all in the same class, the same set. Those 3 of them who kept saying like that are the highest in the set. One is deputy governor. That one carries it on his head. You see, our Father in the Lord is in our midst today. One is an effortless millionaire. That one drove me when I went to the city for crusade. There were drivers, but let me be his driver, your classmate. He put his own drivers and his own convoy aside and became the driver. The other one is at the topmost of his realm. It is not the size or age of the king that commands the respect. It is the crown on his head, the oil that he carries. If your son has that oil, respect that oil. You know, if your son, you are in the Catholic Church, and your son enters seminary and become Reverend Father, is your son, you don't say, Sam has just come back home. You say, Father has arrived. Father has come. Father, you are welcome. Father, you are welcome. The mother of the father will be going on his knees. Father, to touch him. Many don't understand spiritual principles. So they just appear stranded. Somebody say a loud amen. But I announce today, every adversary, I've seen people run mad. They were normal before. They became crazy. As for jazz, they can't say 3 or 4 words without speaking gibberish. Colorized. Totally. Homeless. For daring oil. I announce to you today the dominion that has come upon you, that is come upon you, the dominion that you are stepping into today. Every adversary that will dare that dominion, you will see them crash. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud, must say amen. If you say amen at the top of your voice. Look at your neighbor, say every enemy around you is unsafe. They are all unsafe if they dare what you carry. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I think they are in that class that day. I think there were other people, but never had the opportunity to speak. So I'm talking about those who spoke or say something, so that some who were there and who are there. Actually, we have many of them who are members of this commission, very, very diligent and respectful. But I was just speaking about those who spoke. Beloved, anywhere you see kingdom dominion, respect it. Even if you think the person is at your level, let there be lateral respect. Hallelujah. What is the dominion doing with us? And what do we do with the dominion? Are we going to number five? Number five, we take our place in life and destiny by dominion. That was what happened to Edom. 2 Corinthians chapter 21 verse 8. Edom. Second Chronicles rather. 21 verse 8. In his days the Edomites revolted under the dominion of Judah and made themselves a king. So for years the Edomites never had a king. They couldn't step into their destiny and into their liberty until their dominion came. And they step in. You will step into your destiny. You will step into your destiny. And number six, we make a difference in life and on earth through dominion. We make a difference in life. We make a difference on earth. When you step into dominion, you are positioned to make a positive difference. That was what happened with Joseph in Egypt. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38, 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his, can we find such a one as this is? There is a sound here that has gone off. Maybe the feedback or something. Please check it. A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Long story made short. Joseph was put in charge over all of Egypt to make a difference. And to create influence. Somebody here tonight, God will take you to your place of influence. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, believers, amen. What is the way of dominion? Number one, how do I arrive in the realm of dominion? Number one, the way of dominion. Number one, the way of vision. The way of vision. I may not finish this message today. I might finish on Sunday or continue on Wednesday. Genesis 37 and in verse 7 to verse 8. Start from verse 5. That's right. Feedbacks are back. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose
and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep. And his brethren said, unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
The way of vision is the way of dominion. Anybody who will take charge tomorrow must see it today. If you must take charge tomorrow, you must see it today. When life is left to chance, there is no chance. Anyone who must take charge tomorrow must see it today. Anything that must come within your reach must be within your view. If it must come within your reach, it must be within your view. If it is not within your view, it is beyond your reach. Can somebody say a louder amen? Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen.
I have never seen myself begging, borrowing, look pitiable from childhood. I didn't dress like a university student. I dressed in tie and suit. Heavy shoes. By the time I shined the shoe, at a point I wore shoe like boot like a soldier. Shined very well. If you are not careful, you might see your face on it. Cast matching. Because I knew that I didn't belong to my age group. I counseled people on wedding before I married. Many of us, we have delayed maturity. We behave like children for a long time. At the age of 12, Papa Yedeko carried a little. He went to a village carpenter. He said, "Can you do for me a rod?" The carpenter was wondering, "What is a 12-year-old boy want to do with rod?" He said, "I need a rod." The carpenter began to manufacture the rod. He said, "What do you want to do with the rod?" He said, "With that rod, I want to lead the people like Moses. To lead God's people out of captivity." He has not even given his life to Christ yet. 12 years old. He gave his life to Christ at age 16. And this is age 12. "I want to use this rod to lead people out of captivity like Moses." It is the rod of Moses. Nelson Mandela sat in a Methodist church as a small boy when he heard the preaching of the pastor and made up his mind that he would be a leader in his nation. Life left to chance has no chance. Don't travel to a destination you don't know. Be on a journey and let it be clear to you where you are headed. Let it be clear to you where you are headed. Papa Yedeko again said one day, they came out of a program, I think it was in Benin, and a man had his private jet on the tarmac. Sent one of his pastors. They couldn't find any flight back to Lagos anymore.
It was later than a year ago. He said, go and tell that man that he should carry us in his aircraft while we expect our own. There was no sign of their own. As our own is coming. When they told the man said, really? Who is the person? He said, okay, please, people will come. Let's go. You can walk by convenience, but you fly by choice. Nobody ever entered the sky and was flying by mistake. Vision. To say, there is where I am going, and no devil can stop me from getting there. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, must say amen. You believe God spoke a word to you today, shout aloud, must say amen. What is the way up? Number two, the way of reaction to oppression and limitation. Reaction. You revolt. You refuse. Second Chronicles chapter 21 and in verse 8. We saw. And in his days the Edomites revolted. They reacted. From under the dominion of Judah. And made themselves a king. They reacted. They revolted. It is your reaction to limitation that facilitates your acceleration to your destination. Say that again. It is your reaction to your limitation that facilitates your acceleration to your destination. Your reaction. You rebel. I refuse. How do you say it in your language? Ntamchen. I refuse. I no agree. Supply me some language. Mioba. Ajum. Meka. Mfa. Beyedaba. Do you understand what I'm saying? Patience with limitation strengthens the... Alright, say it again. Patience with oppression strengthens the oppressor. He said, Jesus. You are actually strengthening the oppressor with your patience with oppression. I refuse, I reject it. It takes a fight to experience a flight. A fight. If the aircraft must fly, it must overcome the drag of the wind that is pushing it back. It must overcome the weight of the aircraft and the gravity that is pushing it down. So there are two forces that pushes it, that forbids aircraft flight. The gravity that says if you throw man go up, it must return down. Nothing goes up, things come down. And then there is a drag that says if you are moving against the wind, it must push you back. The aircraft fights with two forces. It fights with the thrust that overcomes the drag. And fights with the lift that overcomes the gravity. Then flight is sustained. You want to take flight, you must be ready to fight. You fight the devils of your father's house. You fight ancestral curses. You fight generational limitation. You even fight forces inside your own life, your own self.
That is because some people, the worst enemy they have is themselves. That is, they are against their own life. They sleep too much. They eat too much. They lie too much. They cheat too much. There is something wrong inside them. I was talking with one man yesterday, the other day. I knew him 20-something years ago as a crack architect. And very, very good. I saw him. I saw the sister the other day. And I said, where's your brother? He called the man for me. Where have you been? Long story made short, he's down to zero. He's looking for money. I gave him the book, 21 Keys to Financial Overflow. Go and read it and come back and let me pray for you. Let's deal with the devil that is resisting you from anywhere. When he came back for the prayer, I said, sir, when I read the book, I realized it was not the devil. I am my own devil. He said, I read the book. He said, it was not the devil. Me, I am responsible. I am my own devil. He said, I made billions. I invested in nothing. I bought a house here. I bought this one here. I bought this one there. I did this one here. Just like as if under pressure. Everything vanished. And I'm looking for money. So all he's looking for is for God to give him another chance. So he can implement what he has learned. You see, he could have at least established a stream of income that will cause money to be flowing continuously while the bigger works are being waited upon here or there. He learned that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Reaction. You react against your position to step into your possession. You react against your position. I'll give you two classical examples of reaction. And then I'll be true on this point. One man graduated with MSc Architecture. He couldn't get a job. So he carried his master's in architecture certificate, put it somewhere, and then went physically to construction site and began to, that somebody say reaction. If I cannot get what I want, let me start with what I find. He went to construction site and started carrying block, started doing physical laborer's job. How many of you know how normal laborers behave? Boss? They are moving scattered, almost insulting each other. This guy was moving different from the others. The way he carried his block was different. He was so gentle. The head of the site said, the owner of the place said, who are you? You see, I'm an architect. What? Architect? At what level? Master's degree. What? And you came to do laborer's job? You say, instead of sitting at home. You say, really? Today you are the site supervisor. Somebody say reaction. That man today is a billionaire. Today. That I know. That has hospitality industry, hotels, high rises. That was how he reacted. He just reacted. You react with prayer. You react with action. Ay, 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 ay. If the ship you are waiting for does not come to shore on time, swim and meet it. Some people were said, if I wait for the Holy Ghost to move me, it doesn't move me, I move him. if the Holy Ghost does not move me, I move him. But I won't leave service and say, God didn't move. If he doesn't move me, I'll move him. That's what Smith-Rigglesworth said. I will find out the detail of what he does when he moves him. But that's what he said. Do you understand what I'm talking about? One little girl finished youth service in our church. Dr. Miss Enenja, you remember her? She used to do art. heart like this. After a while, she did a newspaper publication, center page, advertised her heart and organized a fair by herself, her own personal street fair. She titled it Heart Attack. Come, let hearts attack you. Any type of heart you want, they will confront you. After the last time I saw that young girl in Lagos, when we went for Lagos program, she was already had her fully established, very liquid. Am I communicating? You have to react. Devil, between me and you, I'm the one to tire you. I'm the one to weary you. Between me and you, I'm the one to stop you. You can't stop me. I am the one to stop you. I have the anointing of Jehovah. He said to me, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I am the one to stop you. You prayed. You fasted, anointed your compound, anointed your father's house. Anything that needs to be done is done. Hallelujah. Serene sound. Serious one. All right. May it rain like that in your finances, in your spiritual life. May it rain like that in the work of your hands. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Look at your neighbor, say react. 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 So you can be released. God's servant Papa Yerebo said, what you don't watch, you don't watch. If you don't want it, don't watch it. Walk against it. And it is what you walk against that will go away. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. I'll take two more and then we shall pray. It's the way of reaction. Please don't forget, what you don't reject, you can't eject. Reject. Just remove the R in front of it, it becomes eject. I don't know if the children of these days know what it means to eject. Because the days of cassette is no more here. What you don't reject, you can't eject. If you want to eject that negative thing out of your life, you must reject it. Number four, or number three, what is the way of dominion? Is the way of God's presence. The way of God's presence. To hang around God is to hang around dominion. In Job chapter 25 and in verse 2, the way of God's presence, he said, dominion and fear are with him. He maketh peace in the high places. Dominion and fear are with him. The way of God's presence. The way of his presence is the way of dominion. In Psalm 114 verse 2. Psalm 114 verse 2. The Bible said. Alright, let's start from verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel was his dominion. If Judah is God's sanctuary, Israel must be his dominion. Did you hear what I just said? If you can make a sanctuary available for God in your life, you can't lack his dominion. If you can make a sanctuary available for God in your life, you can't lack his dominion. If you can make your life become his sanctuary, your life also becomes his dominion. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen.
That feelable presence of God, that tangible presence of God, that palpable presence of God, if you can just harbor that presence, you will not lack his dominion, and that dominion takes you to the top.
Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
How many of you remember the magnet principle? You put a 9-inch nail in the magnetic field of a magnet. The magnet will magnetize the 9-inch nail. After a while, you took a needle or office pin close to the 9-inch nail. The 9-inch nail will magnetize the office pin. What happened? The 9-inch nail hung around a magnet until it became magnetic. It acquired magnetic capacity. When you hang around the presence of the God of dominion, you will not beg to walk in dominion. When you step out and the devil sights you, he will see fire, lightning, thunder. Somebody out of here tonight, you are stepping into unusual dominion. And if you believe that, shout the loudest amen. I think I've overpreached tonight. Let me give one more point and then we'll continue. The final for tonight is the way of making a difference in the lives of people. The way of making a difference in the lives of people. The way of making a difference in the lives of people. Look at Psalm 72 verse. Alright, before I even go there, it was by making the difference in the life of the butler and the baker. In Genesis chapter 40, if you read all the way from verse 1 to verse 7, making the difference in the life of the butler and the baker, that was what took Joseph to the palace. Look at Psalm 72 verse 8. And on this point, I'll round up. Psalm 72 and verse 8. If you look at the beginning of the psalm, the title, the heading of the psalm is the Psalm of Solomon. This is a psalm for Solomon. A psalm for Solomon. If you read the Bibles that have the marginal and then the headings, it's a psalm for Solomon. He's talking about Solomon. Now let's go to verse 8 now. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea. Dominion. And from the river unto the ends of the earth. Keep going to verse 12. But what is the secret? They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Wow. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. What is the secret of this dominion? See the answer. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that has no helper. Keep going. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. Making a difference is key to living in dominion. It's key. Making a difference is key to living in dominion. Show me a man, show me a woman who values human lives, who is touching the lives of people. I'll show you a man that God will so take up so that he can remain up there and touch people's lives. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. What you eat remains with you. What you give
lives beyond your time. What you eat, just only you, you are looking for what to eat. It remains with you. You die, it dies with you. What you give lives beyond you, lives beyond your time. When you are making a difference in the lives of people, it is a sacrificial existence. Sacrifice is the way of satisfaction in life. Am I communicating? Don't wait until you have enough money. Start from where you are. In university days, I preach to the people in the bus, preach in the taxi, and pay their transport fare. My room was the headquarter for eating. Brethren will come, fetch soup, fetch everything. In fact, one came one day and carried the whole pot. My roommate, I had no money that was mine and money that was his. The money was in the same pocket. Just go and pick. I had two people who were living on us that had nobody sponsoring them in the university. Am I communicating at all? And that has continued till now. It has only escalated. I'm telling you, if you are going to make the difference in your world, nobody will stop you from going up. Now, I was listening to a message I preached about 11 years ago. And a story we encountered just came up. We're coming from New York. We're coming to Abuja, I think through Lufthansa or so, through Germany. And the pilot, the staff, they were doing something. After a while, they said, you know what? This aircraft is overloaded. We are trying to do weight balancing, but it could not balance. Yes, they do weight balancing. They balance load and balance human beings with the aircraft to take off. You don't know of it because you have never encountered such a situation. I've encountered it twice. Even the last trip, there were some luggages that had to be taken through another route to come. They couldn't come because the weight didn't balance. So they calculated it. So when they calculated it in that trip, they said that the weight did not balance. I think they had brought some load down, but it didn't balance. So, is there anybody who will volunteer to come down and fly tomorrow? Any one or two people? I would have neatly done it. That's the kind of thing I love to do. But most of our schedules, you are rushing to catch Sunday service. So, I didn't know what to do. I would just sat down. Then one man stood up. Another man, I think one man, the first one. People clapped. Oh, thank you. That is, you bought the sacrifice of everybody. Well, but for somebody to do that, what will you do for him? Was the question. He said, okay, number one, they are going to put him in a comfortable hotel tonight against tomorrow's flight. Number two, they are going to give him extra travel miles on his traveler's allowance. So that any time he wants, he can travel maybe from America to Australia free of charge. For doing that. Number three, they will put him in the flight tomorrow in first class seat. I think with this illustration, I have stopped preaching. Stand up on your feet. I don't need to add anything for you to understand. I give up my travel today. I have flight miles extra to fly this aircraft free of charge. I'll be lodged in a topmost hotel tonight. I'll be made to fly first class tomorrow. This is a practical illustration in the physical of what living a sacrificial life, living for others, making a difference in the lives of others can do. And all truths are parallel. If it is true in the physical, it is true in the spiritual. Somebody say aloud, amen. But tonight, I decree, I announce, I prophesy the dominion realm that God has in mind for you. No devil shall stop you. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loud most amen. Say after me, say, Father, I step
into my realm
of dominion
tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
Would
you lift up your hands and let's appreciate God for his word tonight. 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 Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. In Jesus' precious name. We are going to use this period to pray brutally for those things we talked about being achieved by dominion. What dominion will achieve for us. You are going to lift your voice and your hands and you can, media can place on the screen. Say, Father,
I step
into my realm of reigning and ruling by dominion. Tonight, say, I make demands on your dominion mandate and I step into my realm of ruling and reigning with dominion tonight. You are going to pray also and say, Father,
I step
into the realm
of having it
the way I want it
by dominion.
I step
into the realm
of having it
the way I want it
by dominion.
And now you're going to pray and say, Father,
I dismantle
every ancestral,
generational,
or family yoke
on my life
by dominion.
I dismantle
every yoke,
every bondage
in my lineage
on my life.
I dismantle
them
by your dominion
mandate.
I dismantle
them now.
Open your mouth and pray.
We'll take the others later.
Pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. I will take the remaining three and say, Father,
I destroy
every agenda
of the adversary
against my life
by your mandate
of dominion.
I destroy
the adversary,
his agents,
his agenda
arrayed
against my life
by your mandate
of dominion.
Say, Father,
I take my place
in life
and destiny
by your dominion
mandate.
In the name of Jesus,
the place
you have
for me
in life
and in destiny.
I step there
now.
Open your mouth and shout.
Pray. I'm going to go to the hospital. In the name of Jesus. And now you shall say this one and say, Father,
Father,
I step into the realm
into the
of making a difference
on earth
through dominion.
I step
into that realm. In the name of Jesus,
I receive
an impartation
of vision
for dominion. In the name of Jesus.
Today
I react. Somebody say, I react.
I refuse.
I reject.
Every trace of oppression.
Limitation in my life. I reject.
I react.
I reject against the realm I have been. I react against limitation. I reject it. I react against it. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Finally, you're going to say and say, Father,
I connect
with your presence
to step
into dominion. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
I receive
the grace
to make a difference
in the lives of people in the realm of dominion.
I receive
that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. I'd like you to celebrate for 3 minutes. It's a dominion dance. I'd like you to celebrate like Paul and Silas celebrated until the walls of the prison collapsed and broke. The prison doors were open and they stepped out. Until the walls of Jericho collapsed for Joshua and the children of Israel. I'd like you to celebrate and tell somebody, I am stepping into my dominion with praise. Shift 3 hands and tell them, step into your dominion through praise. Let's go.
This is my season of increase. I am lost in your love. Your heart is enduring forever. Jehovah.
told you I was not preaching, but I was prophesying. And that it was not just information, but impartation. Are you receiving a fresh dimension of dominion impartation to the next level? Lift your hands everywhere you are. And anywhere you are tonight. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You need to surrender your life to Jesus, have your sins forgiven. Make today to mark a new day in your life. Pick your Bibles and your bags everywhere you are and quickly run to the front here so you receive your impartation in the front. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. You are saying, Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. I need forgiveness for my sins. Maybe alcohol has dominion over you. You want the dominion broken. The dominion of tobacco smoking like that testifier. Indian hemp. Masturbation. Lesbianism. Homosexuality. Prostitution, fornication, iniquity. Something has dominion over your life. You want that dominion broken? Come forward also. You want to make your ways right to Jesus? Come forward also. You want to rededicate yourself to your life to Jesus? Also come forward. Everywhere you are. While we are doing that, everybody standing, place your hand on your chest. All right, those in the front here, quickly, quickly, place your hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you. Jesus, no turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So shall it be. Counselors, you have the seat to take them. Please go ahead and take them. At this moment, can we all lift up our hands? I want you to listen to me before you do so. Just remain standing. Every resistance you are facing in life can be conquered. All that you need is a sufficient dose of force. When the construction was on around the garden area, I think it was 12 or 16 tire tipper that sunk in the mud. Every attempt to push it out, the tire would just be sinking deeper into the ground. We brought fellow tippers to push it. They couldn't. We did everything they couldn't. It just remained. Put planks under. It just broke this plank and was going deeper. Until somebody said, there is a bulldozer that is working on the other side of the construction site. It's okay. Let us bring it. Come, uncle. Stand there. Come, sir. Originally, this guy was pushing it. It just remained in the same position. Movement was happening, but no motion. Or vice versa. Until. Now I'm here. I'm here not by size now, but bulldozer anointing. Until bulldozer came. The bulldozer was moving like this from his destination. It was driving. It didn't stop. He didn't break to say, let me try. Whether he just continued his journey. It was like nothing. He didn't push anything. No, there are things that can move, but can't be moved. That's the power of God. You know, bulldozer can push things, but how many times have you seen somebody push bulldozer? Tonight,
I preach a message titled Bulldozer Anointing. I don't know if I preach it in a minister's conference in Port Harcourt. Father, let something come on me that will move what has been resisting my life.
Let something come on me tonight that will just move off. Many will have encounters here tonight. Diabetes, hypertension, and what has fought your destiny will collapse. Let something come on my life tonight that will move. At this moment, those praying can come on the microphone now. Lift your hands and say, Father, release to me a mantle of dominion that will collapse every resistance in front of me today. Release on me the mantle of dominion to collapse every resistance in front of my life today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and just get ready to receive that thing, that mantle of dominion that will collapse the resistance. For many of us, in your dream tonight, it will be clear that something has collapsed. Encounters will happen right now. Healings and instant deliverances. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need. Lay your hands. Are you ready for the mantle of dominion? When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice and begin to blast it up. What has fought you from your father's house? What has fought you from your mother's room? What has fought you from your community? Tonight they shall collapse. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Place your hands on the head and blast in tongues. Receive the mantle of dominion to conquer the resistance and rise to your above holy place. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Come on. hands, give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Wave your hands to the Lord of Lords. Something broke in your life tonight. The Bible said the Lord is gone out with a shout. Can somebody give him a 60 second shout of victory? 1, 2, 3, go! Something happened to you. Something happened, you'll testify.